grace and peace from God who creates and redeems and sustains all things.
Amen.
We live in a culture where seeing is believing. Seeing is believing. One of the places that we see that most clearly is in science. Well, last week was, of course, National Science Week. And over the weekend, there were, I'm so delighted to see, parades in Honolulu, New York, and all over the country celebrating science. Obviously, someone makes their living in that industry. But science has become such an important part of who we are as people and as a society, so much so that we celebrate. Science is all about, I remember this from my high school days, certainly. Science is about verifiability, observability, measurability, and repeatability. So that when you do an experiment, you want to be able to do all of those things. But you see, what's really great about science is that science comes, and knowledge in science comes, not from being right all the time, but being wrong enough times that you begin to discover within your mistakes, within your false hypotheses, the truth worth proving. Once you, a science person in another congregation who literally has spent close to 30 years working on the same problem. Now they had a whole bunch of other projects that they needed to do along the way, but they were fascinated by this one thing, and they tried experiment after experiment, working and working and working at this one problem, hoping to find an answer, the truth. I kept thinking what incredible patience science takes to do the same thing over and over and over again. I mean, it's like doing church bulletins week after week after week. But yeah, I know what that is. Comes to find the truth that is proved and lived. Well, these days, when both science and religion are under scrutiny and attack from many, many sides, it is delightful, to see us celebrate science. For science is the portal through which we better understand the world. Well, seeing is believing in science, and it is true also for Thomas. The too often maligned character in our story for today seeks proof. Seeing is believing, so that he can find the truth worth living. The true worth living comes to him and to us in the end, not through seeing, not through believing in Jesus. But it begins to unfold for Thomas as instead of believing in Jesus, he believes in Jesus. Jesus came into that upper room and he says to the disciples, peace be with you. And he breathes on them and they receive the Holy Spirit. In that moment, something new begins for the disciples. He holds in his hands and the ash to his side take on less meaning. Suddenly they begin to understand who Christ is for them, that they might live to you. It's interesting to hear the word of Jesus and they're changed. Well, words are tricky. Words are interesting. This week in our Bible study on Thursday, we had a visitor. She is not a Christian. She hasn't ever really been all that particularly interested in Christianity or religion, but she's taking her class. And in her class, she's studying the work of the Apostle Paul. Not the place I'd start, by the way. But she's taking her class, and she came, she had a couple months before, and she came to our class on Thursday, and she asked us some questions. She said, what she was interested in, she wanted to know why it was that our particular congregation, and Lutherans kind of in general, seemed to be interested, having read scripture and had a religious experience, seemed to be interested in helping the homeless and the environment and those who are in need, and care for those in the world. She asked the class, how would you, from scripture, or why is it that you are like that? What is it about you that makes you do all of these things? Uncharacteristically, I didn't answer the question. But I watched the people hear it. And for just this fleeting moment, it was funny to look at the expressions on their face. It was just sort of like, well, it's obvious, isn't it? You know, they couldn't answer the question at first. And so finally, Linda, God bless her heart, she says, well, because when we read scripture, that's what Jesus tells us to do. The rest of the class chimed in. That the evidence that we found in the scripture that we hold holy calls us to live in a certain way in the world. And that that's informed by scripture. They are constantly eloquent about that. So then she says, so tell me this. How is it that there are other Christian people, when they read the Bible, they write that it could be different? Said, I'm interested in why you ended up here, but it seems to me on kind of the opposite end of things than what we see with the prosperity gospel. Why is that? And being Lutheran, we said, I don't know. We began to tease it out a little bit. But of course, we're not unique in this. Our Roman Catholic brothers and sisters and many other Christian traditions have arrived in the same place as us. That somehow our faith, having been touched by Jesus, leads us to a truth within the world, informed by the Word. The truth worth living. And that truth worth living comes when we move beyond believing in Jesus and instead Jesus. For us, in a way, seeing is believing. What we see in the life of Jesus and in the scriptures and the ways that the Holy Spirit moves within God's community draws us to the life worth living. We believe Him. We believe Him when He says to the Samaritan woman, I am life. We believe it when he says to the blind man, you can see. We believe him when he says to the leper, you are healed. And we believe him when he says to Lazarus, be raised. And we believe him when he says to the disciples, not be afraid. Peace be with you. We see it not as an evidence of our hypothesis to be proven by our own prosperity and our own blessing, but as a sign that God's promise to be with us is true. Thomas comes to know Jesus that day not just as the miracle who was risen from the dead, but as God and his friend and his presence. In the same way, we know from this story of Thomas and the disciples that we too receive God as presence and friend and God. Perhaps that that's what we're called to do in our continued mission in the world. To grow not only in knowledge, but also in faith. For you see, if science is the portal through which we better understand the world, then perhaps faith is the portal through which we better understand one another and cosmos. It helps us better understand that the world is made for God's love and gentleness and service and care. I am ever thankful that in this time, when both science and religion are under scrutiny, we as a faith can celebrate both. To lift up the ways in which God is revealing the world to us through wonderfully informed inquiry, through hypotheses and experimentation, and through the breath of God, which flows for you and all of the Christian community that we know.